We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich.
The only patriot on the right now to me is Romney.
He's impeached forever.
I think Bernie has a lot of questions to answer here.
I'll buy the presidency. That offends me very much.
Bernie, you're full of it.
I'm a Trumpocrat.
That was Rod Blagojevich you heard there at the end. He's free, ladies and gentlemen. Free at last. He is probably on his way to a big book deal. Trisha pointed out earlier. I'm like, you're right. I didn't think about that.
Oh, that's going to grind the gears of everybody, right? Like, his hair will be black and he will be all over every network and be worth an extra however many millions of dollars from his book deal in a year.
Yeah. He's got some money to make up. He's been out of commission, couldn't take bribes for 8 years. I mean, what do you do?
Well, everybody's like, well, he can't run anymore, but yeah, no.
He
but
can make
now
money
he'll just
otherwise.
Be a celebrity in
yep.
his own.
Maybe
accord.
He'll be a special advisor for J.B. Pritzker. He's given his State of the Budget address today in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So if you live over there, to all my friends in Illinois, I know we've got lots of listeners over there. In fact, Jeff from Roxana won our Zach Brown tickets yesterday, our giveaway. And congrats to David from O'Fallon for winning today. But if you live in Illinois, just let me tell you what. You just need to hold on to your wallet. Like, maybe don't even take your wallet out of the house today. Lock it in your safe, because J.B. Pritzker is going to be up in Springfield talking about the budget and probably trying to figure out more ways to finagle money out of your wallet, if I had to guess. That's just a speculation on my part. Not everybody in Illinois is real happy about this Blago commutation either. A couple of the Republicans over there were talking about it. In fact, go to Jim Durkin, who's the leader in the Illinois State House.
It's very disappointing. Currently, we have a massive federal investigation into corruption in the state of Illinois. And this action distracts and also dilutes what I think is the proper role of the Department of Justice to root out corruption. And I don't agree. I was involved firsthand with the impeachment efforts, and I saw a governor who was rogue on steroids. He was a person that was not didn't care about the state of Illinois, cared about his own ambition.
Yeah. I don't care that Blagojevich has been let out. I think 8 years is a long time for what he was found guilty of. One count, lying to the FBI. Shouldn't lie to the FBI, but your sentence also shouldn't be five times what a normal sentence would be for that crime, which I believe was the president's point on the eve of Roger Stone being sentenced. In other words, what he's pointing out here is that this was sentencing overreach. But the important thing is, Blagojevich was not the only one that the president either commuted or pardoned yesterday. The other guy was, he pardoned the former 49ers owner, Eddie DiBartolo Jr. And Jerry Rice, Hall of Fame wide receiver for that 49ers team, he spoke out about it.
Basically, I think with Eddie and what he has accomplished, what he has done on the football field, off the football field, a lot of charity work. So we talked about that. We talked about just being great, trying to be the greatest of all time. And, I take my hat off to Donald Trump for what he did. And like I said, it's all about just being here for Eddie today.
Yeah. Jerry, by the way, had been working on that. Sort of like Blagojevich's wife had been working on his. But regardless, you know, he pardoned him. He's like, listen, he lost his NFL team. He did all this. He realized what he did was wrong. We're going to pardon him for it. So that's what he did. And just if you're keeping track, the number of pardons given out by this president pale in comparison, pardons or commutations, to his predecessor, who by the end of his 8 years had broken records for the number of sentences that have been commuted and or pardoned, including Chelsea Manning, who put national security at risk by leaking top secret security documents about the United States government to WikiLeaks. So just keep that in the back of your mind when you hear people bellyaching about this today. By the way, you can go on the Facebook page and vote on what you think about the pardon. Agree or disagree. Right now, I'll just have to tell you, hundreds have voted, and 64% agree with the president in his decision to commute the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Is how the president pronounced it today. That's okay. I'm sure he could say it however he wanted to, and Rod wouldn't mind.
Right? Nope.
Today, Rod wouldn't mind. All he wanted to do was get free and have a banana split. That's what he said.
I bet he already had it.
He did. He probably did. Probably had it already because he's already out. Hey, we are waiting on some news to maybe come out of the courthouse down here this morning. Just so you know, Kim Gardner, circuit attorney, has called a meeting today at 8:30. Nobody knows why. It's with her top staff members, from what we've been told. We don't know what's going to come out. There's been a lot of speculation. But we're going to try to get you that news as soon as it becomes available. So stay tuned right here to 971 FM Talk. Trying to get a hold of Missouri State Rep Stephen Roberts so we can get to the bottom line on a couple of the bills he's got introduced down in Jefferson City. One of them regarding gun control. We'll be back.
The only patriot on the right now to me is Romney. He's the only one who stuck his neck out. The rest of them are trash.
Well.
Joy Behar.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She
loves
her
some Mitt Romney. Now that Romney is the love child of the left, I guess he is temporarily. They hated him back in 2012,
and
didn't
they'll hate him again.
And they'll hate him again. Tonight is the big debate up in Nevada, and you know the president's holding sort of a counter rally at the same time, so that's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see who carries what tonight. I mean, I know only one network. I assume it's CNN or MSNBC is carrying the Democratic debate in out there, but the president's going to kind of have a competing rally at the same time. Maybe you got to go to OANN or, you know, Fox hasn't even been carrying all of these uninterrupted. But I have noticed that OANN has. Generally speaking, you can go to OANN and pick up the live feed of most of the president's rallies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a good thing. We need to get Chanel Rion back on the show. We had her on a couple of weeks ago talking about what was going on and sort of the fallout from the impeachment and all that good stuff. And she's been up there covering these stories about the president and the battles he's been fighting with the Democrats. Now she's been covering the Eric Greitens story. And I think that's important. It's an important story to be told because here's the thing about it. When if you heard Governor Greitens in here last Friday, and you can go back and listen to that at 971talk.com/Cox. We've got the audio up there online for you. You know, one thing he pointed out that you can't get away from, doesn't matter who you are, in this country, if you are convicted in the court of public opinion by the media, but you're not convicted in a courtroom, your reputation is ruined. Your reputation, ask Nick Sandman, the young man from Covington Catholic, whose reputation was sullied by the mainstream media in this country. Now, he was not a public figure, so he was able to go to court and extract, we don't know how much, millions of dollars from network, from CNN and some of these other organizations that wrongly labeled him some sort of a racist. Governor Greitens, on the other hand, is a public figure. I mean, going to court to sue for damages for his reputation is not an option for him, right? But when his mugshot, when Kim Gardner insisted that he come downtown because of the fraud criminal charge that she charged him with, and she processed him through and got a mugshot of him and released it to the media, it was on every website in America. Missouri governor charged with taking illicit photo of woman he was having an affair with. That was the headline everywhere. No evidence that there was ever a picture of her. Charges got dropped. He said, she said kind of situation, very much so. But to this day, if you would ask most people in America, what happened to Missouri Governor Eric Greitens? Oh, I don't know. He had, the last thing I saw was his mugshot. That's their image that they're, that you're, this could happen to anybody. That's the sad part about it. That's why I was happy to see Chanel Rion reporting on this situation the other day. By the way, in case you missed it, had Justin Hill on a little earlier, a Missouri State Representative, talking about the fact that he's introduced a House resolution yesterday. He's got a lot of people signed on already, co-sponsors of this resolution, asking Attorney General Bill Barr or the Department of Justice to come in and investigate the effort to remove Eric Greitens from office in Missouri. And sort of parallel to that, the majority leader, Rob Vescovo, is also busy down there trying to change the laws in Missouri so that the legislature can investigate more as to what really happened. He argues that they don't have the laws in place right now to do that. So there's sort of a two-pronged effort there. If you want to find out more about it, go listen to my interview with Justin Hill from District 108. You can go to 971talk.com/Cox. We've got the audio on demand up there. You can download the podcast at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to go like the Mark Cox Show Facebook page. We are streaming live there every morning. We're going to talk to Jim Carroll from the White House Office of Drug Control Policy when we come back. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you are with us. Still much more to go here. We're waiting to hear what's going on downtown. The meeting called this morning by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. When we get details on that, we're going to bring it to you here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we have a big guest for you. He is Jim Carroll. He is the Director of Drug Control Policy for the Office of the President of the United States. Mr. Carroll, welcome into the show.
Good morning. It's great to be on, and it's great to be in Missouri today.
Yeah, tell us what brought you to our great state today.
Well, I really wanted to come to Missouri and see all the good things that are going on here. Governor Parson invited me to come visit, and it, so it was great to sort of come see what's working, and also importantly, to see where you all need help, where we can direct more federal resources to Missouri to make sure we're saving lives.
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, this has been a scourge on Missouri and so many other states around the country. So many lives have been affected. I can't think of, I don't know anybody who doesn't know someone whose child or themselves has been affected by this opioid crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, happening with families really across the country. It's in my family as well. Thankfully, we're, you know, about 2 years, almost 3 years into long-term recovery. We started with prescription. More and more families are being impacted. That's why President Trump has made this a priority. That's why I'm here. As the U.S. drugs are, I oversee the $36 billion that the federal government spends on this, and I want to make sure that we're getting the resources to Missouri to make a difference.
Where does, Mr. Carroll, where does most of that money go? I mean, how is it spent to fight this? Is it just basically on education?
No, it's actually across the board. There are three priorities that the president has put in place, and it is prevention, like you mentioned, making sure that we're not teaching the next generation and, you know, about the dangers of this. We're also spending more money on treatment than ever before. And of course, we're working to stop the flow of drugs into the country, primarily these days for Missouri, from Mexico.
Wow.
And it's about an even split of the $36 billion. It's $18 billion on the prevention side, the prevention and treatment, you know, working on the demand of pulling the drugs here, and then the same amount, $18 billion, on law enforcement and reducing the supply of drugs in the country.
That's fantastic. Any of that money going to help build the wall?
Absolutely.
Good.
You know, we need the wall. We need to protect our country from these drugs, these dangerous poisons that are coming into our country. A strong wall means that we can concentrate our law enforcement efforts at the ports of entry. It is a force multiplier. Over the weekend, you know, there were 420 in one seizure, 425 kilos of methamphetamine that was seized. That's the type of thing that was down in Texas at the border. That's what's killing, sadly, so many folks in Missouri is methamphetamine, especially in the rural parts of the state. You know, where I'm in SEMO today. It's really methamphetamine down here, and it's all coming from Mexico.
Wow. We're talking to Jim Carroll, who's the national drug control czar for President Trump right now. Break down what the opioid problem is. I think a lot of people think, well, it's people stealing Oxycontin out of grandma's, medicine cabinet and selling it to their friends. It's so much more than that, because what's coming across the border is fentanyl and everything else, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what's coming over. The President Trump, you know, I went to China a couple of months ago. That's where originally some of it, you know, was really coming. That has, once President Trump got a commitment from President Xi to stop the flow of that, I went there, got additional law enforcement efforts ramped up there. We've really seen a decline there. But of course, it's still coming into this country, and it's coming in from Mexico. Primarily, it's coming in a variety of ways. But, you know, there's so much being produced in Mexico, and it's coming across the border. That's why we need a wall. I mean, you know, we'd lock our front doors at night, and we also lock our back doors. And we have to realize Mexico is, you know, our neighbor. It's right there. And if we don't secure the border, if we don't lock our door and know exactly who's coming into our house, you know, that's how these drugs are getting here.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Mr. Carroll, you sound passionate about this, and I've had people on here who work with the Border Patrol and try to fight this on the ground down at the border. And what some of them say, they throw their hands up in the air and they say, listen, the cartels still control most of the land just across the border, and there's really only so much we can do on this side of the border.
It's absolutely right. The cartels own almost all of what is on the other side of the border, you know, from one side to the other, you know, from the Gulf to the ocean. And I've been down to the border multiple times. I was in Mexico a week ago trying to get more done down there. There are good people in Mexico that are trying to do the right thing, but they need more. They need more resources. They need to be able, you know, to help us on their side as well. But the president is committed to safeguarding our country, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If I can, though, I want to mention one website that we launched recently at the White House to really help people. It's findtreatment.gov. And people, you know, the listeners can go in, put in their zip code, find state licensed facilities in their area. There's all sorts of drop down menus if you have insurance, if you don't have insurance. And it's really a way for people to get treatment in their area. And thank you for letting me promote that website so we can help save more lives.
Oh, you bet.
Findtreatment.gov.
I appreciate you giving us some time today. I've got to Jim Carroll with me. He's the drug policy czar for the president. You know, in Missouri right now, Mr. Carroll, we're having a debate over prescription drug monitoring. I think we may be the last state in the country that hasn't instituted it on a statewide basis. It's kind of hit or miss. Some counties have it, some don't. A lot of people feel like it's an intrusion on their privacy. Is this something you're pushing for nationwide?
Absolutely. And, you know, look, we understand the privacy. There's great safeguards there to make sure that it doesn't get out. But, you know, 49 other states and some of our territories have implemented this system. And it's a way to safeguard, to make sure, you know, that we know who's getting this. And, you know, we don't want people coming into Missouri from other states, you know, just fueling, you know, the crisis here, you know, trying to get prescriptions, trying to do that. You know, the pharmacies have done a really good job with this system. The other states have. And so, you know, we're going to protect their privacy. But we also, you know, we need to know who is coming here. You know, we have some neighboring states, you know, that have problems as well. And, you know, it's the opportunity to know, and make sure that we're getting prescriptions to those who need them.
Sure. So you're meeting with Governor Parson. Are you going to the state capitol as well?
Not on this trip.
Okay.
On this trip, we're really going to stay in southeast Missouri. But I'm looking forward to coming back. And, you know, I meet with the president next week. I'm going to tell him about the trip here and tell him, you know, about the good things that are going on. But making sure we can get more resources here. You know, I did want to mention one thing in particular, though. We really are working directly out of my office. We are funding prevention programs in about 15 different locations across the state. We're spending almost $2 million making sure that we can get resources right here to our kids, 18 and under, on prevention. And I'm so proud to partner with Governor Parson to make sure that we're spending prevention money here in the state.
Well, anything we can do to save one life is fantastic. Jim Carroll, thanks so much for your time today, and thanks for your service.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Jim Carroll there, National Director of Drug Policy, Drug Czar is his title. That must be pretty cool to be called a czar.
Be a czar, yes.
He's a czar. It's pretty cool. Anyways, down at SEMO today, he's going to meet with the governor. Hey, I tell you what, quick break here, 314-241-9797. Check out the Facebook feed. We're live on Facebook now every day. Go there, like the page, and you can also vote in our poll. Should the president have pardoned the Blago? We'll be right back. Where did the $120,000 come from that spurred the Greitens investigation?
That's absolutely the goal, Mark. There's just too many questions left unanswered. I know this is 2 years ago, but what we're seeing now is that this narrative is not working out for them, and there was a concerted effort to elect our governor.
State Rep Justin Hill there earlier this morning. We had him on the program. He's introduced a resolution which doesn't require House and Senate. It's just a House resolution to send a letter to the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, asking him to investigate all of the inner workings that led to the forced resignation of Eric Greitens, up to and including our circuit attorney down here, Kim Gardner. Now, she supposedly held a news conference, a meeting this morning at 8:30 with her staff. We know that from different sources. We don't know the result of that yet. We're waiting to get word on what was going to happen. There's rampant speculation. People thought maybe she was announcing some new effort to cooperate with police, all the way down to they thought she was resigning. It was really a wide spectrum of speculation on what Kim Gardner was going to do today. So we don't know. But we're going to be following it for you. And stay tuned to 971 Talk, and we'll have that for you throughout the day. Good stuff.
Yep. Great.
Good.
Grand. Wonderful.
If you're watching the webcam right now, you're probably wondering who this dude is that's standing over here next to Denise. It's my friend Jeff Jensen.
Please introduce him.
How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good. Jeff works with Silverback Video, but he also helps put on this great event every year called Soups On.
Yeah, it's getting to be a bigger event every year.
It is. Get a little closer to the microphone there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Lift it up for you since you're little...
Yeah, you're kind of tall.
You're a tall guy. Yeah.
Nice.
Good
nice.
For you.
You came to me years ago before I knew what this event was, and it basically gets all these great restaurants. Like, they said, hey, Mark, you want to be a celebrity judge? And I'm like, well, what's it entail? He said, eating. I'm like, of course.
I can do that.
I can do that.
Blowing
that's
your
fantastic.
Diet.
Oh, my goodness. I'll blow my diet this year, right? Because it's soup and it's desserts. And is it still at Merrimack? It is, right?
Yeah. Yep, it's still at Merrimack. Yeah, we're in our 13th year of doing this. And it's, like I said, it's growing every year. And Manor Grove is the sponsor of this event. And we get 22 restaurants and 5 desserts this year, and you get to go through the line and vote for your favorite.
Again and again and again.
Go hungry.
It's great for me. I'm a little spoiled. I get to sit up front along with Matt Chambers is usually there from Channel 4. Is he back this year?
Yeah, he's going to be the MC.
Awesome.
And they bring the soup and dessert to
they
you?
They bring trays of
to
soup
be Mark Cox.
And dessert
like
to
king.
Us. We get to sample them and then judge them 1 through 8 or 1 through 10 or whatever it is, and then they add up the scores and they have it's almost like what they do with the People's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. The people get to vote and then the judges get to vote.
Yes.
And then they get their plaques at the end of the thing.
Yeah, it's kind of set up like the Olympics with a gold, silver, bronze awards.
Right.
Golden ladle.
And it's a big deal for the local restaurants.
Yeah.
Because the other day, my wife and I stopped in at Canyon Cafe, and they had the signs up for it over there, I noticed. And, I mean, they're like multiple year winners at Canyon Cafe for their soup.
Yeah, they're like the restaurant to beat every year.
Yeah.
They've... But we're set up Sunday from 11 till 2, and you can get your advance tickets at Manorgrove.com, or you can go by their facility on Lindbergh there.
Okay.
And then or you can go by them at the door, and once you get in, you can, as you do, you can also vote, fill out your ballot, and stick around for the award ceremony afterwards.
Excellent. So, what's the cost?
It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Oh, that's cheap.
Oh, that's nothing for all that soup.
If you get them in advance, it's $8 and $4.
You'll be stuffed by the time you leave there. Because, they don't keep track of how many times you've come back through. So if you
find your favorite and you keep going through.
You're not supposed to. I know.
Some people sneak in.
Okay, don't break the rules. No breaking the rules.
I'm just saying, I notice some people in the same line a lot.
You won't leave... You won't leave hungry, because if you come, you get, if you think about it, you get 2 ounces for each soup, and then there's 22 soup. That's 44 ounces of soup. I don't know.
it's good stuff. Who are the other celebrities this year?
We've got quite a few, 8 of them this year. We got Matt Chambers, yourself. The mayor's coming back, Timothy Griffin. He'll be there. And then we've got Catherine Clean from Sauce Magazine. George Mahey's back. He's been here every year, never missed an event. Liz Miller, who's now with Riverfront Times, used to be over at Sauce. Feast. And then Alvin Reed, he's back.
Ah, and our buddy Alvin, nice.
And then Heather Risky from Feast Magazine.
So
we've got more dining critics.
Other words, they've got people that know what the hell they're doing, and then they've got me and Matt Chambers.
who just get to eat excellent taste buds.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, Matt and I rarely pass up a pot of soup. So I'm speaking for me there, you know.
That's true.
Chambers is a good sport. He knows what I'm talking about. He's a good guy. It's always good to see everybody over there. And so again, it's coming up this Sunday from 11 to 2.
Yes.
And you can either get your tickets in advance or you can buy them at the door that day and show up. It's going to be a good time.
Yep. And I guess we're going to have decent weather, so plan on there'll be a line as usual.
Good.
Well, you know, it's also this is Mardi Gras weekend, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So Sunday's great. You spend all day at Mardi Gras, then you really need that soup on Sunday.
That's true.
Yeah. Even if you're hungover, just come on in and get a soup and then pass out on the table.
Like my college kid, who I haven't seen since he went back to school in January, is going to come in town just because it's Mardi Gras.
And you're going to be the Uber driver, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because, it cost him $60 to get downtown from where we live, so I only charge him $30. Put a little gas in the tank.
There you go.
Plus, they're safe that way.
Yes.
That's important.
That's right. True. So, it's good for them. It's not something I would venture down to do. Although my daughter's Girl Scout troop they had to sell cookies outside of Walmart the other day, and they really didn't sell that many. And my wife and I were thinking maybe they ought to take their wagon down to Soulard. And then I'm like, no, wait a minute. You do not want to submit those girls to the debauchery that's going to be going on Saturday in Soulard. Not 12-year-old girls. Not a chance.
No, that wouldn't be good.
I have friends that set up a hot chocolate. Young girls about Ginger's age that set up a hot chocolate stand off of Sydney Street just outside of Soulard.
It's a good idea.
Those kids rake in some dough, man. Hundreds of dollars a year at Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Wow.
Selling hot chocolate with those sweet
faces. Just don't put them in the heart of it. Just get them outside somewhere.
then they'll probably, somebody from the mayor's office will show up down there and want to know if they have a permit.
That's probably true.
You know. That's why you have to have
kids
do it.
So the city can get some dime off of it, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's why it's got to be the kiddos.
That's right. That's exactly what they're going to do. You know they will.
You know they will. Absolutely. Well, Jeff, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your support from Silverback, too, because I know that they've been sponsors in the past. And
yes.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not putting any pressure on you to bring them back or anything, but I just wanted to point that out
while
I had you here. Just
we'll be back.
We've still got a minute of this. Sorry, Jeff. He's going to work on you for one more minute.
I'm going to work you for another minute, brother. Don't you worry. That's what we do.
If I were you, I would run outside the door.
He brought me a great hat, by the way, because this is my buddy over here. He brought me a great hat that says reelect that blank, that word that you can't repeat on the radio. I can wear it. I can wear it as long as you know it. Anyway, it's great. Signed by Ted Nugent.
That's cool.
Uncle Ted.
That is a great hat. I love that hat.
That is
thank you for doing
gift,
that.
Yeah.
We've got everybody around our office wearing them. I'm kidding.
That's great. Yeah, and then you go out into lunch and somebody comes
forget
up and pours
you have
soup
the hat
on your head.
Yeah, forget. You're like, uh-oh.
Can I wear mine on Sunday? Maybe not. No,
that wouldn't be good.
No, I wouldn't do that. Don't you worry. That's great.
You take that home, Mark.
Jeff Jensen, thank you. Remember, Soup's on Sunday, 11 to 2, over at the Merrimack campus there, edge of Kirkwood. Yeah, good stuff. Great. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll have details on that up on our website at 971talk.com. Stay tuned. Kill Meat is up next. Annie Fry, noon to 3. We're back Thursday morning. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.